up to the bottom of Lamed Gimel and Aleph. Ki Asher of Huna Bereza of Yeshua, Omar Kra. Now the Gemara said before that you can't take Truma from what's it called, from Chametz and Pesach, because of the Pasuk Titein Lo V'lo La'oro. And the Gemara says that's only talking where the didn't have a Shasa Kosher, where it wasn't fit for Truma before it became Chametz or before Pesach. But if it wasn't fit for Truma Bechlal, before it became Chametz and before Pesach, it became Chametz B'mechubar. So there was no way you could have taken off Truma from this before it was Chametz, then that Pasuk applies. Yosher of Huna Breid of Yeshua, Omar Kro, Reishis, Shishiyoreh Nikorim Yisrael. Yotzazu, Shein Shiyoreh Nikorim. People says there's a different Pasuk. It says that it's impossible to take off Truma from Chametz and Pesach. The reason is that when it says Reishis means the Truma should be the beginning, and what's left over should be mutter. Or it should be different than what was before. You take off the Truma, now the Tevel becomes mutter to a Jew. But Chametz on Pesach is going to be usher anyway. It's going to remain with the same issue that we had before. Rashi, Amar Kra, Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua Amar, Afilu B'Shehich Mitzbetolish, Nomi Komer Deina Kedosha. From this pasuk, it doesn't have to be that it didn't have a Shasa Kosher. Even if it had a Shasa Kosher, still, you can't take off Truma from Chametz on Pesach. Amar Kra Reishis, Mashma Shetehei Hi Reishis, Ve'elu Shirayim Nikorim Shetehei Hi Matiras Mi'Yisrael. This should be the Reishis, that's Osir, that goes to the Kohen, and what's left over should be Mutter to a Jew. The Ibn Mafrish Truma Chametz, and if you take off Truma from Chametz, Ma Heter Yesh B'Shireha Shetehei Reishis and Osir Shirayim. There's no Heter of what's left over. It's Osir to eat. Do you have a Mikora Tevel, have a Shari Bahanoa, Basurim Bachila? And even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Chametz is Mutter Bahanoa, so I might think, according to him, there is Shiorei HaNikorim. Till now it was Asur Bahanoah, now it's Mutter Bahanoah. Not true. Because Tevel is Asur Bahachila, but it's Mutter Bahanoah. Hashtanam is Shiorei Bahanoah, Basurim Bahachila, Mishum Chametz. Ulyin Mai, Havu Shirayim. Where's the Shirayim over here? And even though Tevel is Asur Bahanoah Shel Kilui, you can't use up Tevel. You have to give it to the Kohen. So you can't have a Hanoah that would devour it, that would use it up. You could have Hanoah that doesn't destroy it. Right? You could sell it to a Goy, whatever. But you can't destroy it. And here, Chametz and Pesach, you could destroy it. You could use it as fuel. So then, it's according to Rios Aglili Lechora, it's Shiorei HaNikorim. But this Tosis Kasher says, no, the only Tevel that you're not allowed to destroy is Tevel that is where you can take Truma and give it to the Kohen. But this, since you can't give the Truma to the Kohen anyway, it's Chametz and Pesach. So Memela, what's it called? It's Mutter Afilu. It's only Truma Tmeya that you're allowed to have Hanoah, but not Hanoah of Kili. But Truma, that's Asher, there you could destroy the Tevel also. So there's no difference between what the Tevel was and what it is now. Before you took off the Truma, it was Mutter Bahanoah, because of Tevel. Now that you took off the Truma, it's still Mutter Bahanoah. So what's the difference? It's the same exact that it was in Rosh Bachila. So you didn't do anything by taking off the Truma. According to the Rabbanan, that Chametz Pesach is Rosh Bahanoah, for sure you didn't do anything. It's Rosh Bahanoah, it's Rosh Bachila. What were you matter by taking off the Truma? Nothing. So there's a Machlokas Achronim here. What does that mean? That means you can't take off Truma, but it still remains Tevel. Or no. Since it, what's it called, you can't take off Truma, so in the Nela there's no din of Tevel either. Tevel's only where you can take off Truma. Where you can't take off Truma, then there's no Tevel. The Shagasari holds the Maisach Tevel, just that you can't take Truma on. The Gvurasari, the Maral, says that it's not Tevel at all. Tevel is only something you could take off Truma. You can't take off Truma, it's not Tevel. And the only Yontif says And both the Onig Yontif and the Pri Yitzchak both say that it's totally in the two timing, but they say the opposite. According to the first time, Lo, Velola Oro, so it's only a din in Truma, according to one of them. But Tevel it is. According to the time that you need Shioreha Nikorin, that's a din in the whole Hafrosha. That can't work. Therefore, it's not Tevel. And the other one learns just the opposite. With you need Reishis, that's a din in Truma. But if it's Lo, Velola Oro, then there's no din of Tevel at all. In any case, it's a Machlokas Achronim here, whether the fact that you can't take off Truma from Chametz on Pesach, does that mean that the thing is not Tevel, or it just remains Tevel, there's nothing you can do about it? Okay. Let's go on. Now we're going to a new Inyan to back to see on something that we said before. The Gemara said before that L'maisa is a difference between Chametz on Pesach and what's it called? And Truma Tumeya, because Truma Tumeya you could give to a coin to burn. And Chametz on Pesach, according to the Rabban, is also banned completely. Mar says, no, it's like Truma Tumeya of Tushin and Rimonim that you can't do anything with it. You can't use it as fuel because it's not burnable. So the Nela, what's it called? And that is similar to Chametz on Pesach. And if you eat Truma Tumeya, what's it called? You're also Bishogei. It's what's it called, Truma so Truma. So why shouldn't Chametz on Pesach also be? So then the Gemara says that what's it called, that's talking about Dinei Shasa Kosher. So, what the Gemara had before, that Dinyan, that's like, what's it called, you can't compare Chametz on Pesach to Truma Tumeya, because Truma Tumeya you could use, Chametz on Pesach is also completely. And then the Gemara said, but Truma Tumeya also could be that you couldn't use it if it's too simon rimoni, if it's something not burnable. So now the Gemara is going to go back to that after a whole hakadama here, what seems to be nothing to do with our sugi. Yosef Ravacha bar Rav Avya kameid Rav Chista, the Yosef Omer mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Ravacha bar Avya was sitting in front of Rav Chista, and he was saying over the following words from Rav Yochanan. Anovim shenitnu. You have grapes that are tameh. Okay? They're tameh, dark on pachas mikabeya, so you can squeeze out the wine less than a kabeya at a time. The yain and kosher and nesachim. And the yayin that comes out will be tar. It'll be kosher for nesachim. Alma kesover mashkin mitgate ktidi. He holds that the liquid inside the grape, some hold this is only by grapes and olives. Doesn't apply to other liquids, other fruits. But at least by grapes and olives, the liquid inside is mifkad pocket. It's not considered part of the food. It's not an ochel. It's considered a liquid. It's considered a mashka, but it's not, doesn't have a shame mashka because it's inside. It's trapped inside the food. So it doesn't get a shame mashka on it until it comes out. But it's not, doesn't have a shame ochel when it's inside. It's potential mashke, but it's not ochel. Okay. Le'emes kometami, so it's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah as part of the ochel, and it's not makabel tumah as a mashke. It's neither a mashke or an ochel. It's not part of the grape either. So when can it be makabel tumah? When you squeeze it out. As soon as you squeeze it out, it becomes a mashke. Right? L'chisachit l'hu lesa shiure. When you squeeze it out, though, it's less than a kabeya. So now that we'll see, Rashi brings down two different shitas. One shita is that a mashka less than a kabeya can't be makabel tuma. The second shita is it could be makabel tuma, but it's not matame anything else. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ihachi kabeya nami. You could even squeeze out from a kabeya of what's it called, of grapes. Exactly a kabeya. Why? The hashman, okay, well, let's go see the Rashi to here. Pachos mi kabeya, ochel tameh, ein matameh acheri. Right? And ochel tameh is not matameh, what's it called, other, pachos mi kabeya is not matameh other things. Okay? Maybe matabel tum itself, but it surely is not matameh anything else. So So therefore, if you squeeze less than a kebeya of the grapes, when the mashka comes out, it's not going to be makabel tuma from the grape, because the grapes are less than a kebeya. They can't be matame anything else. The yain and kashul nechasin, they are matame. It's not tame. Kesavar mashka mitzkad kidei, mufgadim heim beso chazak. They are like entrapped, right? Inside the grape. They're not part of the grape. The liquid part of the grape is not considered part of the grape. Only the meat of the grape is considered alcohol. Ela commotion notion the kli. It's like you have a liquid inside a kli. The liquid inside the grape is like a liquid trapped in a kli. Ukshanitma hazog lo nitma mashke. Klal, bechlal zog tumas ochle. The lab ochle, the chavose chashiv bachashiv ibadayu. And when the grape became tameh, the liquid that's trapped inside didn't become tameh. Because only the food became tameh. The liquid is not part of the food, even though it's still trapped in the grape. The tumas mashkim nameh lo mitmo. So let it become tameh as mashkim. No. Afapisha mashkim makabel tuma b'chol shehu. Even though mashkim is makabel tuma, even less than a kazayas, less than a kebeya, Rashi says, it never had a shame mashka on it. Right? It's not an ochel, but it's not a mashka yet because it never came out into the world. The ain't shiruv chaveiro vimo. The hazog ze lo nagar mashka shiruv chaveiro. Right? So the maisha, and it's not a mashka, and it's not an ochel. And if the ochel became tameh, the mashka inside didn't become tameh as part of the ochel, and it didn't become tameh as part as a mashke, right? And it can't be makabel tuma from the grape itself. It's less than a kebeya, every little grape. And the elamai be mitzarif all the grapes together to be matameh it. That can't be either because they're all separate. They're not matameh each other. Le'emas mitamo interview. Okay. So now the Gemara says, if that's the case, why should you have to squeeze less than a kebeya? Even if you squeeze a kebeya exactly, it will be okay. Wow, so, disnan, dosnan, tomei meis, shisoch adzeisim v'anovim, if you have a tomei meis, or any other tuma that's not the tomei behesed. Hesed is where you don't touch the thing, but you carry it, you move it. It still becomes tomei. That wouldn't apply. Here it has to be talking to something that you have to touch to make it tomei. Just move it, it doesn't make a tameh. A tameh mace, tameh sheretz, right? But not something like a zav or a zava that's matameh behesed. So tameh mace, shesoch adzeisim v'anovim kebeya mechuvenes tohorim. A tameh mace squeezed out grapes without touching them. He did it with a kli eitz, posh pshute kli eitz. They're not makabel tuma. So he wasn't matameh the kli, and the kli wasn't matameh the, what's it called, the Zeisim Vanovim, okay? And so he was Sochet, Zeisim Vanovim, that are exactly a kebeya, right, Tahorim. Then the wine that comes out is Tahor, Rashi. Le'emash mitamu mashkin l'chisochetu. This is going back on what we said before. When will the mashkin become Tamei? When you squeeze it. Then what's going to happen is that the ones that are squeezed are going to touch all the grapes together, and all of them are mitzarif to a kebeya. But here there is no shiur. You're not squeezing a kebeya of grapes together. You only have less than a kebeya. So what's it going to touch? Less than a kebeya of tamei grapes. It's not going to become tamei, because less than a kebeya is not matamei. The aim is zogging kebeya. We're talking that you're squeezing out clumps of grapes that are less than a kebeya at a time. Mara says, if that's the case, you could do a kebeya. The kebeya nomi. Because it was only a kebeya together with the mashka inside. Right? If you'll take out the mashka, you're left with less than a kebeya. So when the mashka comes out, and it's fit to become tameh, what's left is not a kebeya, that's tameh, that could be matameh. So why does it say you have to squeeze out less than a kebeya,
even if you squeeze out a cluster of grapes that's exactly a kadeya, also will be okay. Ochel u'mashka mekabel tuma b'choshen. Now Rashi says, ochel and mashka mekabel tuma, even if they're not a kadeya. In order to be mekabel tuma, you don't need any shear. A small amount is mekabel tuma. Aval ein mitzamei achirim el ochel kabeo mashka b'rivias. But it's not mitzamei other things, unless the mashka is a revias, or the ochel is a kabeo. V'hochi tanya b'toros kohanim, mikol ha'ochel, malamed shemitzamei b'chol shu. Mikol ha'ochel. It becomes tamei, even a kol shu. Yochel yitamei l'achirim b'chol shu. This is what it says in the Toros Kohanim, the Sapro. I might think it's mitzamei others, even the kolshu, Talmud Lomar Ashir Ye Ochel, Ochel Hanechu Vavasachas Vainu Kebeya, Kedamrim Perik Yom HaKippurim, Ein Beis Abriya Machzekes Yosra Mibetz Astarigolas. Ochel Ashir Ye Ochel means food, the most food you could eat at one time. In other words, you could swallow at one time, that's a kebeya. The throat can't put down more than a kebeya at a time, but up to a kebeya, yes. So food that could be eaten at one time is a kadeya, and that's the amount you need from a tummy other things. Then Rashi says, "Ani shamati the apakabel tuma boy kadeya," that it's not even the kabel tuma. I mean, a Torah less than a kadeya. But the rabbanon could be yes. Tosus, that's Tosus Shita, that there's no tuma by ochlin or mashkin if it's less than a kadeya or less than a revius min a Torah, and that which it says in the Torah's Kohanim. That any ochel's makabel tuma is only for rabbanim. It's an asmachta. So that's the two shittas in Rishonim. Rashi himself here says one way. He says I heard the other way. In other places he holds the other way. Rashi himself, et charata. But in any case, Rashi here says that in order to makabel tuma, you don't need a shear. To be matami others, you need a shear. Kitchen or argamora, no matter what. Because the grapes have to be matame this mashka. And the grapes aren't a kadeya. Right? It doesn't make a difference what the mashka is. Right? But, because there's not enough to be matame the mashka. Okay. Tome meisha sochat zesim v'anovim kadeya mechuven estor. So when it says that's the case, you don't have to squeeze less than a kadeya of grapes to keep the mashka tar. You could even squeeze exactly a kadeya, and the mashka will still be tar, like this case. A tamei meis squeeze an exact kadeya of zesim and anovim, the mashka remains tar. Why? Because the mashka milskum meseches taris, who provides lo yiga the mashka, with one condition, that the tamei meis doesn't touch the mashka after it comes out. Because if he touches the mashka after it comes out, it becomes tamei. Right? Because even though, this according to the Shita, that it'll become tame, what's it called, even less than a shear. Or at least it'll be tame mit rabban. You're going to darken the pshute kliyei, shema tamin. It's talking where you squeeze the grapes using a wooden implements that don't have a toch, which are not makabel tuma. She'en ka matame mashke, ela hazogin shenagabayin. So what could be matame the mashke? Not your hands, because you're not touching it. Not the kli that you're using, because it's not makabel tuma. What's going to happen? The liquid will touch the grapes, and the grapes are tummy, right? But if the grapes are less than a kadeya, then they won't be matami. And since you started out with exactly a kadeya, when you take out the liquid, what's left is not a kadeya. So there's nothing that's going to be matami, this mashka. The grapes can't do it, because right now they're less than a kadeya. Even though you started out being a kadeya together with the mashka inside. Your hands aren't matami because you're not touching the liquid. The kli that you're using is not matami because it's pshute kliyet. So the liquid remains tar. Ela hazogin shogven tzahatame kodem lechem biyadayim. Shul omisar ela mishiyet se mashka. What is tame? The grapes. Because the tame may touch the grapes before he started to squeeze them. Shamashka nogim bezagim kvar chosar shir kadeya. When the mashka touches the grapes are no longer a kadeya. Because they started out a kadeya exactly. You take the mashka out, they're not a kadeya anymore. The yosemi kadeya called the huktani hasem behed yatami. Shekivin shiyotza tipa rishona, nikmes hatipa bekadeya, shadayin hoya baokal kadeya. But if you have even a little bit more than a kadeya of grapes, then the first drop of liquid that comes out is going to be tamei, because there's still a kadeya of grapes, right? And even though the what's it called, the what's inside, is not considered ochel, but it's mitzaref at least, right, to make the shear, considered a shear, just like we have other cases where you have like Rashi in a second. Even though the mashk inside is not makabel tuma, so why is it mashlum the shear of a kadeya to be matami? Mashlum hu ashiru. That's a special halach. Even though it's not part of the grape, but as long as it's in the grape, it's mashlum the shear to be matami others. The chavosat nam hasim tuba. Over there in Menachos, we have a lot of cases like that. With a Menachos nami, and in Chulin. Maishiva bigmara, kadeya Oakland, shinichu bechama. Case like this. You have a kadeya of Oakland that you put in the sun and it dried out. Vinishmatu tahorin. They're not a kadeya anymore. Right? Even though what dried out is a liquid inside, it's right now there's not left a kadeya. Vachain kazayas chelev upigol venosa. Same thing, you had a kazayas. You let it dry out in the sun. It started out a kadeya. Now that it's dried out, it's not a kazayas anymore. What if you put them back in the rain and it reconstituted it? Now the water was absorbed into the chalef or into the bread that dried out or whatever. Now it's a kadeya. But it's a kadeya only because there's water inside. It's not ochel. Right? It's ochel plus water inside. Upetofchu, and it got bigger, tmeim. Then they're tamei. The chayovim alei mishum pigul nos of the chalef. And if you eat them, you're chayiv as if you ate a kabeya or a kazayis. The apagav b'kshama nitvoyim b'sokol lav chilev nidu l'maisa. You know that it's only a kazayis because there's rainwater inside. It's not chilev. The chilev wasn't a kazayis. Now it's the volume of the kazayis because of the rainwater inside. The sochet lo b'shasim imay kazayis potter. If you'd squeeze out the rainwater and drink it, you wouldn't be chayiv for eating chilev. You're drinking water. Still, afilu hachi kol kama dibigavon ninu mishami l'shiuri. As long as they're inside, they're kazayas, they're master l'shiur. Because then they're buckled to what's inside. And they become just like chelev. The tamei meis dafka nokat. So that answers that question. Why, if when you squeeze out the liquid, it's not a kadeya, why was it considered a kadeya when the liquid's inside? The liquid's not part of the solid. It doesn't have to be. As long as it's inside, special halach, it's mash from the shear. It's not makabel tumah with it, because it's not an ochel. But it's mash from the shear of the ochel. The tamei meis tavkinaka. Why did it say tamei meis? Why don't you say somebody was tamei? She'enu matamei behesed. Because it has to be a tamei who's not matamei if he moves the things even without touching them. But who again latamei sheretz the chol tumas maga? Any tumah which only is matamei if you touch, the same halacha would be. Tamei meis is an example of those kinds of tumah. But if it'll be a zav or a zava or a matamei behesed, this wouldn't work out. The reish of the kulu nakat. Av a zav shematamei behesed. She sochet afilu gargi yechidi. Tnan hosin the matami. Afilu pshute kliyeh. Even if he's using a piece of wood, he's not touching the grapes. But as soon as he moves them, when he what's it called, squeezes it, the first drop that comes out is tami. Because he's moved the water, the liquid. And moving the liquid is matami. The kivan the yotz atipari shona, the nikbal ha'eitz, the igbiyo. What happened is, the wood now moved it. Nit mumashkim shalohetz b'masha. So the mumashkim on top of the wood become tamei because he's carrying them, even though he didn't touch them. The mashkim makabel tumah b'chol shu. Like we said, and the mashkim is makabel tumah even if it's not a shir. At least in the rabbanim. Because shechaza b'nasma l'tocho nisarif tamei b'tor b'chol tamei. And then when you put that mashka in with the rest, it's matamei everything. So that first drop becomes tamei. Gemara says, so therefore, so we have the question, why do you have to squeeze the grapes? Less than a kadeya, do even exactly a kadeya. Gemara says, hasam di'evit. There it says, if you did it, it remains tar. But not that you're allowed to do that to begin with. Hacha lechatchila. Over here we're talking about what you're allowed to do lechatchila. Gzeira delmasi lemevad yosem mekabeya. So there, less than a kabeya is okay, even lechatchila. But exactly a kabeya is too close to being more than a kabeya, and we're afraid that if we let you do exactly a kabeya, you'll end up doing less than a kabeya, not more than a kabeya. Hashem the Adikama Rashi Shesacha. You did it. And remains tall. Avahacha Babal Limlach Mayasa. Here we're talking about what you're allowed to do the Khathila. Guy comes to ask a Shaila. Can I be Dorech these grapes in a way that they won't become Tame? We don't tell him you could be Dorech up till a Kabeya. We tell him do less than a Kabeya. Namele Droch Pakas Mikabeya. Ava Kabeya Lo. We tell them exactly a kabeya or more, don't do. Dilma asir lemevad yosem a kabeya kosho. Because if we let him do an exact kabeya, the chances are that he'll end up doing a little bit more than a kabeya. Shiyotze tipa rishona adayin yesh ba'ochol kabeya. And when the first drop comes out, there'll be left a kabeya in the grapes. And there'll be metame, the what's it called, the first drop. The nitmish ha-tipa v'chozeres v'masarebes v'mashke. That teep will become tame, get mixed up with all the rest, and the whole thing will be considered tame. Right. Amar le Rav Chista, man shayishlach, ul Rabbi Yochanan and Rabcha, who's going to listen to you that what you said is right? The chituma shebohen lehechen holcha, where did the tuma go that the mashker was makabel tuma inside the grape? We'll see, they hold differently. Till now we've been holding Rabbi Yochanan holds Niskatide. The mashke in the grape wasn't makabel tuma. It's not a mashke yet. It's not an ochel. Not makabel tuma until it comes out. Now Rav Chisda says not true. The mashke in the grape is part of the grape. And it was makabel tuma as ochel. Now that it came out and became mashke, how could the tuma go away? It transfers to the mashke automatically. It's either because it touched itself or the tuma remains. Alma Kasobar Mashkin Mivlibli. He holds differently. He holds as long as the mashk is in the grape, it's absorbed into the solid and is considered part of the solid. So it's Makabal Tuma, when you matami the grape, you matami the liquid part of the grape too. The Kivin de Itmule, Uchla, Itmule Mashkin. And since the Ochel became Tome, the Mashkin inside also became Tome. And when you squeeze it out, it doesn't become tar. It remains tummy. Omar Leva, Akla Tisbra, the Mashkin Mithkat Tide? You don't hold that Mashkin are Mithkat Tide, and they're not Makabal Tuma inside the grape. Right? How could you not hold that? For Hashman is a Mishnah that says that. Tame Neis, Shesachat Zeisim, Vanovim, Michuvenes Kabeya. If you had a Tame Neis, and he squeezed out grapes and olives, exactly a Kabeya. Tahorim, the mask is tar. I amris b'shlama mifkat kidei b'shum hachi tahorim, like we explained before. Because as soon as you squeeze out the first drop, there's not a kideya of ochel to be matame. And the mask wasn't tame inside, and it's not matame outside either. But that only works out if the mask didn't become tame with the grapes. But if it already became tame with the grapes, it has to remain tame. You see from this Mishnah, not like you, that when it was inside, it didn't become tummy. So it's not mivla blie, it's mifkat pocket. Elei amrish mivla blie, am I tahorim? If it's like you, that the mashka inside the grape is considered absorbed into the grape and part of the ochel, then where'd the tuma go to? How could it be tar? Amrlei, no, this Mishnah is talking about a different case. Hacha b'mayaskin and banavim shmo huchshur. It's talking where the Anavim never had a Hechsher. And I agree with you that it's not Machsher, what's it called, less than a Kabeya. Oh, that doesn't agree. What's it called there, everybody holds that even if Mashkim or Makabal Tuma, less than a Kabeya, even than a Torah, they're not Machsher anything less than a Kabeya. You need a Kabeya to be Mukhsher. Okay, and therefore, la'emas miskashri, la'chisachitlo. So you need a kebaya, you don't need a kebaya of, you don't need a mervias of mashke to be machshir. But you need that it goes on to a kebaya of ochel, otherwise not machshir. If you have less than a kebaya of ochel that never was mukshir, and water got on it, or one of the other mashkim, it's not machshir. It doesn't have makabal tumma. It has to be a kebaya, and then it's makabal hechshir, and then it could become tummy. Okay? So even, let's say it was makabal hechshir with a kebaya, then you divided it up, now it could, what's it called, become tummy, even less than a kebaya, if you hold that it's makabal tumma less than a kebaya. But it couldn't have become mukshir the tumma with less than a kebaya, to begin with. So therefore, what happens is like this. You have anavim that if you touch them, they wouldn't become tummy, because they never had liquid go on them from the outside. And now, you, what's it called, squeezed out some of the grape juice, and the grape juice went on the anavim. But they're not machshir. Because once you have that first drop out, since you started with exactly a kadeya, what's left in the anavim is not a kadeya. So that drop is not machshir, the anavim. They then become tamei. If the anavim don't become tamei, then the liquid can't become tamei either. Either because it's not makabel tuma less than a kebaya, the liquid, or because the anavim are not tamei. One of the two. Okay. Kisachiklu batzulu shiura. Okay. Dilo tema hachi. If you don't hold like that the problem over here is not that the mashke was tamei to begin with, right? And it still becomes tar because it's not tummy inside. You don't learn like me that the mashka wasn't tummy inside because the grapes weren't tummy. They weren't mukshir. And the reason it remains tar because not mukshir the grapes afterwards. Ilo temahachi, hodetanya, lemazedome. If you don't hold like me, then what does the brisa mean when it says, what is this case compared to? The trumas tusin, the anovin, shinitma, Shein b'lo heter achila, b'lo heter asaka. This is what we said before. We said, chametz on Pesach is not like truma tameya that you can use for fuel. It's like truma tameya of things that can't be used for fuel. Like grapes and olives. Can't use them for fuel, they're wet. Right? Zemora says, o heter achila no mispe. Why, l'chora, grapes and olives, you could, what's it called, even eat. It's not truma tameya. Why is that, what's it called, considered truma tameya, and it has no heter at all? You can't use it for fuel. You surely can't eat it. It's truma tameya. No, I'll tell you how you can eat it. Take less than a kebaya of these tame olives and grapes. Squeeze them. And the liquid that will come out, according to you, is tar. Even though the olives and the grapes were tummy to begin with. And now you'll be able to drink the juice. And you'll be able to eat the oil. Because it never became tummy. Elamai, it must be that even if you squeeze it less than a kebaya, it's going to become tummy. Because it was tummy, the liquid was tummy when it was inside. And the tumor doesn't go away when it comes outside. So this is truma tumeya, whether it's in its solid state or liquid state. So it's clear that if there's no way of squeezing it, that the liquid should be tar, if it already was tamei to begin with. And we're talking about truma tamei, where it was tamei to begin with. Why did boy darach lu pachas pachas mekabeya? According to you, you have an eitzah how to make this truma edible. Squeeze out the liquid, and according to you, if you do it with less than a kebaya, it'll be tar. Elamai, that's impossible. It's like me. That if it was tame, the grapes were tame, there's no way of making that liquid tar. It has to be talking where the grapes weren't tame. Then if you squeeze out less than a kebaya, they're not going to become tame because there's no hechshir. But not because they weren't tame when they were inside, even if the grapes were tame. My Rava says, no, that's not true. Gzeira d'ma'asi b'huli d'etakola. No, inachinami. You could do that, but we don't allow you to do that. Right? The chatchila, also you can't do it, because we're afraid that you'll end up coming the day takola. Rashi. Tumah shebohen,
shekiblu tchilim ha'ochel kishenit mu'anovim. So Rav Chisda said, what are you talking about? Mashkim that are inside a grape are tame when the grape becomes tame, because they're absorbed in the grape. And then when you squeeze it out, it remains tame. Mashkim b'liyeh ba'ochel heim b'luim mikoldet onosot. The chibur heim lo v'nit mu'imo. The water is considered, the liquid is considered absorbed into the solid and part of the solid. And when the solid is makabel tuma, so is the liquid. Amai tahorim are nit mu'anovim b'magat tame meis. According to you, why will it help to squeeze the juice out less than the kabeya? It was tame to begin with. And you see that squeezing it out less than the kabeya helped. It remains tar. Right? So the chora, it has to be like me, that it wasn't makabel tuma inside the grape, and now it can't be makabel tuma because you didn't touch it, and the touch the grapes is less than a kabeya. The evil temo haki, the mashkin bleed itmu, el nifka kide, the ematam benigia tuma ochel. So Rav Chisda answered, no, it's talking over there where the grapes were never tame, because they didn't have a heksher. Now that you squeeze out the liquid, it can't be marsh or the grape because it's less than a kabeya. So nothing was ever tame to begin with. And you never touched the mashka. You did it with shute kliyeh, so everything remains tar. Now Rav Chisda said, if you don't hold like me, that the mashka becomes tame inside, but like you, that it's mifkad paki. And when the ochel becomes tame, the mashka doesn't become tame, then why did the Gemara say before that if you have anovim tmeim, truma tmei of anovim, there's nothing you can do with it? You can't burn it because it's liquid. You can't eat it because it's tame. So what? You can't do anything with it. Why not? I'll tell you what you can do with it. You could take clumps less than a kabeya, squeeze out the liquid, and you could drink the liquid. So this truma is able to be eaten. Elamai, that won't help. Can't do it since it was tame to begin with. There's no way to make the mashka inside tar again. It was tame, it remains tame. Hada tanya le'el, the trumas tusim v'anovim. The mashma shenitmu tusim v'anovim called them tricha. They became tame before you squeezed them. The ketani ein lo ba heter achila, and it says there's nothing to do with it. You can't eat it, you can't burn it. But you could eat it. According to you, squeeze it out less than a kadeya. Mary says, no, theoretically you could do it, but we don't allow you to do such a thing. It's awesome of the Rabbanan to do that. We're afraid that if we let you squeeze out the liquid and eat that, you'll come to eat the grapes. And that already is awesome, because the grapes are tamar. And achinami, the liquid's tar, and the liquid will remain tar. But we're afraid if we let you squeeze it, while you're squeezing it, you'll come to eat some of the meat. And that's taco asher, truma tomato. So we don't let you squeeze out the liquid or eat that. The mele, midrabanan, has no heter, so it's asher, so it's what's it called, there's nothing to pay the kohen back. Rashi. Omer le abaya, umichai shinu le takola, are we choshish for such a thing? If something, the liquid will be mutter. The salad is asher. We asher the liquid because we're afraid you'll eat the salad. Where do we find such a thing? For Tanya, madlikim bepas uveshemen shel truma shenitmes. You're allowed to use bread to burn, and you're allowed to use shemen of truma that was tame to burn. L'chor we're not. What's it called? Choshish for takola that you come to eat it. So why over here are we choshish that you come to eat the salad while you're squeezing it, when therefore we don't allow you to do it? Why not? We see that we're not choshish. You can use truma tumeya in a way that you don't eat it, and we're not afraid that you'll come to eat it. On the way, pas zorek lebeno eitzim. No, it's talking where you threw it in such a way it's not edible anymore. You threw it into the dirty wood, the pas, it's not edible. So then we're not afraid you're going to eat it because it's not edible. Shemin shotruma ramalei the klimos.
And the shaman you put into a disgusting clay, and it made it not edible. But over here, when you squeeze the grapes are still edible. So I'm afraid while you're squeezing them, you'll come to eat them. Then we usher you from doing it. Moses Gufa, Madlikim Bapasa, the shaman shall truma shenitnes. You're allowed to use bread or shaman of truma that became tame as fuel. Abaya Omer Mishmi de Chizkia, Rabba Omer Devei Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Marta, Omer Afuna, Loshanu El Apas. It's only bread which can become disgusting, and then we're not afraid you're going to eat it. Avachiti lo, Shemi Yobu Bohemi Dei Takola, but in a chinami, you can't use grain of truma tamea to use as fuel, because that doesn't get disgusting. Wash them off, and we're afraid you'll come to eat them. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Afivu Chiti. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you could even use grain. Mer says, Vamai, Nechus Dilma Osivan Lidei Takola. Right, let's be afraid that you're going to come to eat them, because they don't become disgusting. Omer Avashi, Bishlikso Mehisasa. It's talking that what's it called, that after they became Tameh, Rashi says, Lacha Shenikmu Sholkan, you cook them. Once they're cooked, and you throw them in a place that they become disgusting, they're not edible anymore. And Rav Huna Chayish Dilma Ochiluhu Mikmeku Shvakinu, or Bishos Shulka. And Rav Huna said, no, we're afraid that before you cook them, or while you're cooking them, they come to eat them. Rav Yochanan said, no, that much we're not afraid. For that small amount of time that you're cooking it, till you throw it and make it meish, we're not afraid. Rashi, Madlikim Apasel Shemen, for Havadi Bechad Shait, the Lomadlik Shemen Kula, Elis Mamaruba, using it over a long amount of time. Why aren't we afraid that you're going to come to eat it? Velo Chashirin Dimo Ochmine, Elapas to Chizorik Limanisa. Pas is talking, you threw it amongst dirty wood, and it got disgusting. The Sula also, and you won't be eating, it's not edible. Avachite Namizorik Lulo Minisa. But the grain, even if you throw it amongst near the things, you could wash it off and eat it. So what it says, if it's intact, you can't do it. If you cook it and then throw it in a near place, then Rabbi Yochanan holds, it's okay, because we're not afraid you'll come to eat it while you're cooking it. And then you throw it all off. And the other ones hold no, that we're afraid that till you cook it and throw it in a near place, you'll come to eat it.